The Warriors are heading back to the NBA Finals after taking down the Thunder in a thrilling Game 7, winning three consecutive high-stakes games to take the series. And now the Cleveland Cavaliers await in the Finals. It's a rematch of last year's Finals, and the Warriors riding some major momentum. Game 7 was a slugfest early, then the Warriors opened it up in the third quarter. Tremendous team play and outstanding three-point shooting leading the way. A memorable series. The comeback just fantastic, being down 3-1 to now advancing to the Finals. We will hear from Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and Steve Kerr, and we start with Steph in the postgame.
It was a cool moment just knowing we came back from, it's like 20 seconds left and we're up 10, so a little breathing room. Obviously, there's still time on the clock, but that was a moment to kind of just take in the atmosphere. We knew it was going to be a dogfight, and for us to overcome that early deficit and claw our way back, and the way that we did it, with everybody having an impact, bench guys, starters, on the defensive end. Obviously, we made shots. It was just a very cool moment to enjoy, that fan noise, and understand we're on the brink of doing something very special and coming back from down 3-1, and that was it.
Steph, Nate Duncan from the Cauldron. What was the process like for you after the MCL injury, coming back, your struggles in the first two games in Oklahoma City, and finally finding your form in these last couple games?
Just sticking with it. This whole playoff run's kind of been a roller coaster ride for me specifically, but for our team. And we never lost confidence, and every game just played with fearlessness, and that confidence that we could do and get back to the finals, however we had to get it done. So it was just a roller coaster from the time I got hurt to coming back and dealing with injuries and whatnot. And we now we're 4 wins away from, our goal. And that's a pretty special accomplishment.
It's Steph, Rachel Nichols from ESPN. Given all of that, given everything that you have gone through in the past couple weeks, what have you learned about yourself and your team that you didn't know before all of this?
Actually, nothing. I knew we were ready for the moment. We were a mature basketball team that tried our best not to listen to the noise outside. And we're 6-7 days ago and we're down 3-1. Everybody thought the wheels were falling off and it was kind of end of our run. But in that locker room, the talk was positive. It was let's figure this out. Let's go out and take it one game at a time and claw our way back into the series and see what happens. And we followed that kind of mindset these last three games, and it's just you appreciate how tough it is to get back here. That's the one thing I've learned, is just you can't take anything for granted, because it's such a grind, it's such a battle against a great Thunder team that pushed us to the brink. So you got to be appreciative of this accomplishment, and now I look forward to getting 4 more wins.
Steve Bitker, KCBS. Steph, back to your right. Do you feel more joy or relief now? And what are your thoughts on facing the Cavs in the rematch?
I feel joy for sure. I mean, like I just said, this is an unbelievable accomplishment to go back to back to the finals and continue this journey. So I'm kind of just taking in the moment and enjoying it with my teammates. I haven't really thought much about Cleveland. Know what the challenge is going to be. They've been playing well the whole playoff run that they've had, and we'll obviously game plan and get our minds ready for the next challenge. But like I told every single one of my teammates when I saw them in the locker room, like embrace this accomplishment, this moment, because of how hard it is to get back here. And you know, we have 48 hours, you know, starting tomorrow to get ready for game one at home, and we'll have time to do that.
Steph, Michelle Steele, ESPN. You guys were down 3-1. Was there a key moment in this series that represented a turning point for this team?
I think that second quarter in Oklahoma City, where we're down double digits, I think, and there's that same kind of moment where in game 3 and 4 we lost control of the game, and they pretty much won it. Won, you know, both those games in that 6-minute stretch. We kept it to, I think it was 5, going into halftime, and I understood what it was going to take to win. Obviously, Clay and the shots he made down the stretch were huge, but we gave ourselves an opportunity to win that game and keep you know, stay alive. And in that building, it was such a hard thing to accomplish. And we found a way to stay in the game and keep our composure down the stretch. So that last 6 minutes, second quarter, was huge.
Steph, over here, Jimmy Durkin, Bay Area News Group. Andre came back into the starting lineup tonight. What did he provide for you guys, and what was it like to see him play the kind of minutes that, you know, he hasn't played in a while?
Oh, he's going to need some good treatment tomorrow for sure. I didn't realize he played 43, but he's such a, you know, that Swiss Army knife kind of guy where he can do so much on the floor. He obviously had the challenge of guarding KD for all 43 minutes he was out there, you know, making a timely three in the second half that kind of kept us in it. And just his presence as a playmaker and a seasoned vet that you kind of never know what's on his mind by looking at his face. He's always, you know, kind of has the same mannerisms and whatnot, and it keeps us, you know, just composed and at peace with whatever the situation is. So he makes plays that sometimes might go unnoticed on the stat sheet, but if you watch our games, you know how much of an impact he has on what we do. And it's a luxury to have, you know, him and HB to kind of mix and match. And, you know, HB had a different role tonight and still came in and had a, you know, positive minutes for 22 minutes he was out there. And it takes a committee to get back here like we did.
Scott Howard Cooper from NBA.com, straight ahead. What is the biggest challenge for the Warriors, not just you, but the entire team, in going from a 7-game series where you had to play to the final minute to a pretty quick turnaround to the finals?
I don't know. This is our first time doing it, so we'll figure it out. You got to just refresh and obviously get our bodies ready in the next 2 days, do whatever you have to do you know, take care of that going into game one. Know that it's going to be a totally different, you know, team, different game plan, different X's and O's. But the mindset that we have going into each game, I think the way that this series went from game one to game seven, we were ready for anything. And knowing how important taking care of your home court is. So that'll be a high priority going into game one.
Felicia Purcell, SportsInTheBay.net. And on Media Day, you guys were saying how coming off a championship, you guys had a bullet on your backs, that people were going to be gunning for you guys. But then you just said that you also tried not to listen to the chatter. Is that really a drive for you? I mean, you are hearing it. People are probably texting you and telling you what people are saying. Does that drive you? Is that a drive for you and your guys?
I think what we're referring to is when we get out on the court that we were going to get everybody's best shot, and we have all regular season and obviously in the playoffs, it's heightened even more. So that wasn't talking about the noise outside of our locker room. It was on the court. We knew when we played every 48 minutes, it was going to be tough and a battle, and we were going to have to rely on our experience and our togetherness as a team. So that hasn't changed from game one to tonight. And we're going to have to rely on that same kind of unity, I'll call it, going into game one of the finals and trying to just figure out a way to win four more. That's all that matters right now for us is we've put ourselves in a great position to realize another goal and got to get it done.
So the just us mentality.
That's our saying. It's been like that for a while now, and we really, it's not just talk. It's at home, on the road, it's just us.
Curry with a game-high 36 points and 7 3-pointers. Klay Thompson, 21 points with 6 threes. Klay and Draymond Green were at the podium together in the postgame. We hear first from Draymond.
You know, hey, this team has done a lot of stuff that no one's ever seen. You know, and people have seen teams down 3-1 before, but they ain't seen many. You know, and they've definitely never seen a 73-win team down 3-1, you know. So let's continue to do the things that they haven't seen and that they'll never give us a chance to do. And, you know, the flight back was, it was all us talking, you know, well, me, Klay, Bogut, and Steph, we sit at this front table and we just kept talking about what we need to do and what we're going to do. And then all of a sudden we start talking about game, what we're going to do in game 6 when we get back to OKC. And Klay like, man, I don't want to look at that. I just want to take care of game 5 first, you know. So I was just kind of all the conversations that we had, and no one ever had any doubt that we could get this done.
Michelle Steele, ESPN, this is for either of you guys. It seemed like in the third quarter you guys really found a rhythm offensively. How important was it to hear from Coach Kerr at the half that, you know, the second half was about ball movement, making intelligent decisions, and not winning this game by force?
You know, that was very important, you know, because, you know, the thing that Coach Kerr says, hey, force doesn't beat these guys. You know, obviously he said you're doing everything you need to do in the game 7. You're stepping up to the challenge. You know, you're competing, but almost overly competing, you know, because we're all trying to do it ourselves. We all want to get it done. And the thing that he said that beats these guys is ball movement, execution. And once we started doing that, all of a sudden these guys knocking down all the threes and, you know, we went on our run.
Steve Bitker, KCBS, in the back. Can you guys talk about the run that you went on, 12-0, late third? Sean started that with 5 straight, including that breakaway slam. You got baskets from Barbosa, Varejao. Can you talk about the significance of that and who contributed to it?
Klay can speak on that. I was nowhere to be found.
Just give our guys coming off the bench huge credit. We got really true pros on this team who never – they're always ready. Look at a guy like Andy tonight. His number was called on. Hasn't been getting that much playing time, but he swung us the game in our favor just with his aggressiveness, his charge he took. And same with Sean and Barbosa. I go down the list, the guys who made plays and little things that really don't get noticed out there by the casual fan. But I'm just proud of everyone on this team that stays ready. And, you know, when the number gets called, you know, they're ready to go out there and perform. And that's what won us the title last year, and we plan to do the same thing.
Antonio Harvey, Sacramento Observer. Klay, you missed after a 41-point performance in game 6. You missed your first 7 shots. Second quarter, you got it going. I think you knocked down 4 threes. What was going through your mind when you know you couldn't get those ball, you know, knock those basketballs down?
The first one went in and out. A couple were bad shots, and I just said, just be patient. It's going to come. Even when you're 0-for-7, you know, it's the playoffs, it can be ugly. It's not easy to come across, you know, good looks all the time. So you got to, you know, just continue to move without the ball, trusting your teammates that they're going to get you open. And for me, it's just about, I just like to think it's a matter of time when I knock a few in. And when that happens, you know, my confidence is back. And tonight in game 7, there was no time to be down on yourself. You missed your first 7, like you said. It's gut check time. You just got to play the next play. And at the end of the night, it doesn't matter what the shooting numbers are as long as you get that win.
Draymond Alsarasovic, San Francisco Chronicle, down 3-1, come back and take the series. Was this the biggest adversity this team has faced? And what did you learn from overcoming that and that you can take into the finals now?
You know, I think you'll always, you know, everybody look at 73 wins and say, wow, this team never hit no adversity. But there's adversity in every season. You know, it all comes in different forms. But when you're talking down 3-1 and everything's on the line, that makes it 10 times worse, you know. So it's definitely the biggest thing that this team has had to overcome. And, you know, it took a great, tremendous effort, you know, and fight, you know, to to overcome it. But like I said after game four, if I think anybody can do it, it's this group. Because once we figure something out, you know, we can get it rolling. And I think although we lost game four and we got punished, I think we figured it out. And it wasn't easy. You know, that's a great team we just beat. And we had to continue to fight. But I knew that if we continue to fight, which I had no doubt in my mind that we would, that we can do it. So it's by far, you know, the biggest thing is just everything that went into it, from the great season we had to the hopes of repeating, and that all being on the line, and every single game for the last three games we had to win. That's for sure biggest piece, the biggest, largest amount of adversity that we had to overcome.
Scott Howard Cooper from NBA.com for Clay and for Draymond. You guys have a seven-game series. Pretty quick turnaround. Now you go against what should be a very tough team that's been having a lot of rest. Where are you guys physically, and what kind of challenge is it for you now to go from a seven-game series right into the finals?
I mean, I feel great. Can't speak for everybody, obviously, but I think guys, no matter what they're going through, we got too many competitors on this team to let that, you know, hold them back. Guys been playing hurt all year, and we got, like I said before, way too many competitive guys who love to compete, and they're not going to miss a chance to compete in the NBA Finals. So everyone will suck it up and just go out there and, like I said before, you know, they'll give it their all. I mean, I got trust in everybody on this team. Come ready to play.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, obviously at this time of year, regardless of how much rest they've had, everybody got some nicks and nacks. That's just, you know, what comes with the NBA season. You know, we may have a few more than them being, you know, the road that we've had to take throughout this playoffs, but it happens. It's the NBA Finals. You kind of, you find a new win for that. You know, you find that you just dig deep, and it may not feel good, but you got all summer to get back from that. You know, this is what you play for, to reach every single year. You don't come in saying, oh, they didn't have more rest than us. We're doomed. No, we'll be just fine. Fight through it.
Jay Adande, ESPN. Clay, Draymond just alluded to it, but I'm wondering, did you feel the weight of everything that you had done this season, and was there something additional on the line besides just trying to come back in this series, trying to keep this season alive as you played these last three games?
Believe it or not, I really didn't think about, you know, our accomplishments. I just thought about, we went down 3-1 just to go back home and protect Oracle, and once we do that, all we got to do is win two games. And we've been on the road. We're the best road team all year. And just think back to what makes you so great. And you watch some clips of yourself having success against this team. That helps a lot. But I never try to look into the past and think, oh, if we blow this, what a historical collapse. Yeah, there's no need for that. You just got to go out there. And if you play focus and you play your hardest, that's all you can ask for yourself. And when we all, 15 of us, do that, I feel really great. And that's what we did these last three games, I think.
Last question. Draymond, Chet from the World Journal. Your shot was not very in the game three and game four, but tonight you scored 11 points and 9 rebounds. Do you think the real Draymond is coming back?
You know, I've just said no matter what, that I'm going to go out here and just battle. You know, if shots fall, which they didn't early, and I was able to knock a big one down, it don't matter. You know, but long as I bring that heart, that dog to my team, you know, rebound and defend, everything else. We got a bunch of guys who can score the basketball. So if I'm not, you know, if I can't get it going on the offensive end, then so be it, you know. But we got guys that can do that. And I just got to bring that effort, you know, that dog to this team. And so that was my focus, you know, these last three games, is just to do that. You know, focus on that. Everything else will fall in line. You know, I know how much work I put in. And, hey, everybody, you know, you hit slumps at certain parts of some time in the season. You know, my struggles came at a bad time, but it happens. You know, and it's something that you really can't control. But what I can control is my effort on the floor. And so that's what I wanted to make sure I brought to the table for this team and, you know, try to help us win, make the comeback in this series.
Finally, here's what Coach Kerr had to say after this 96-88 Game 7 win.
Before I get to the questions, I just want to first say congratulations to OKC and their organization. Phenomenal basketball team that we just played, and we survived by the skin of our teeth. But they are incredibly talented, incredibly well-coached. I thought Billy and his staff did a phenomenal job. They had us on our heels constantly in this series. And I want to say congrats also to Sam Presti, who's a good friend of mine. And, you know, with the joy of winning, you know, the flip side is the disappointment in losing. And I genuinely feel for that team because they were very close and they deserve to be there just as much as we do, really. But we were able to pull it out, and we're moving on. Thank you.
Steve, Scott Howard Cooper from NBA.com in the aisle on your left. As someone who's been in many different situations through the years, can you describe the accomplishment of coming back from 3-1 deficit, especially where you guys were after game four, what it took to get here?
Yeah, I mean, we were not just down 3-1. We had gotten blown out, you know, two straight games. So obviously everything started with game five, kind of rediscovering ourselves and our style. And then game six was kind of magical. I mean, what Clay did that night, basically putting us on his shoulders and allowing us to have this opportunity tonight at home. It's a pretty remarkable comeback, and shows, I think, a lot about our guys and their will and their grit.
Steve, Jeff Ferrato with the Bay Area News Group. Given that your two big stars did a lot for you tonight, can you talk about the bench, what they did late in the third quarter? They scored 12 straight points for you, took it from a one-point lead to a 13-point lead. Talk about what they did tonight and just generally what your bench has given you all year.
Yeah, that was the key stretch in the game, obviously. You know, Sean Livingston had that fast-break dunk, which just brought the house down, and I thought our two Brazilians were fantastic. Anderson had an incredible 1 minute and 51-second run. Sounds crazy to say, but you know, a couple of assists and a big bucket, and the energy that he brought. He took a charge from Westbrook. Barbosa, who I've gone away from the last few games, comes in, stays ready, hits a big shot for us. And Harrison, who, you know, we moved to the bench obviously tonight, hit that corner three from Verjao, which was just a huge shot. So I'm really pleased with the bench. This series was tough for us because we couldn't find a consistent rotation off of our bench because of how good OKC is and how well-coached they were. Both sides were kind of trying to create matchups and counter different matchups. And so we never really settled into a regular pattern off the bench, which is rare for us, but that's what they forced us into. But with everything on the line, our guys all came through.
Jacob Palmer, San Francisco Examiner. Steve, when you see Stephen get a big switch on him at a pick and roll, what goes through your mind?
Well, a lot. The first thing is we want him to kind of mix up what he's doing when he's faced with that situation. Against this team, you're not just facing an ordinary big. You're facing whether it's Durant or Ibaka or Adams, even Roberson, you know, long limbs, athletic. So they're able to challenge his shot better than any team we've played. And so he got himself going. I could tell in game six that he was starting to feel like himself. He looked better. He looked like he was moving better. And I told our coaching staff yesterday, I said, I have no doubt that Steph's going to have a huge game. This is just who he is. And he looked right again.
A couple questions more on Steph. Did he tweak something on at the last play of the first half? It looked like he limped a little bit.
Not that I know of.
And secondly, he had a big celebration, maybe the biggest one he's ever had after one of those threes. Do you sense at all, you talked about, that he felt some responsibility, personal responsibility for this series, for this team, and maybe that was a little bit of a release for him?
Well, the one thing with Steph is he understands that with all these accolades, you know, MVPs, commercials, you know, with all that comes great responsibility to his team, to the organization, the fans. He gets that. He understands that if you play poorly, you know, you're going to get blamed if you're the star. And I think he's had a rough playoff go because of the injuries. And as I said, I think he finally felt right physically the last couple of games. And this is who he is, having a clutch performance in a game seven. That's Steph Curry.
Dean Blevins, CBS Oklahoma City. Steve, obviously after what the Thunder did to the Spurs, it was clear they were going to be a test for you. But prior to that, through a kind of a so-so regular season, did you think that they were going to pose this type of challenge as you saw them during the season?
I think they got dramatically better during the playoffs. I really do. They've always been very, very talented. They've always been formidable. Our three regular season games that we played against them, we won, but everyone was down to the wire. So we knew, no matter what, that they were going to be a challenge. But I think they got better as the playoffs went on. The series win against San Antonio, they really, blossomed. And then I thought they played a great series against us, and we were fortunate to kind of eke it out.
Brian Brinkley, KFOR-TV, Oklahoma City. Coach, it looked like the Thunder played really good defense on you in the first half. You have just 42 points. What was different in the second half in your mind?
I just thought we were timid in the first half. The nerves of a game seven. You have to be reminded how difficult it is to win this deep in the playoffs against a great team in a game seven with all the pressure. And to me, they were the aggressors early. And we were on our heels. But I thought our competitive level of intensity came up in the second half. And obviously, Clay and Steph, hit some big shots. Steph had a huge second half. But our defensive intensity and the rebounding allowed us to get going. And, to only lose the rebounding battle by one to this team is that's about as good as we can hope for. So that was critical.
Carl Stewart from the Bay Area News Group. Obviously, Steph has fought through a lot of health issues, but, there still seems to be that undercurrent of question marks about his toughness. But when you see a play like the end of the first half where he takes it in, throws up that layup, I mean, why do these questions keep being raised about Steph's toughness?
Because he looks like he's 12.
Coach, Nate Duncan from the Cauldron. They got 50% of their misses back in the first half. How were you able to clean that up in the second half, and what went wrong in the first half?
Well, that's obviously one of the keys when you play this team. You know they're going to come after you on the glass. So, we picked up our intensity. I thought Festus came in and gave us really important minutes and kind of changed the tone of the battle in the paint. And Draymond really picked it up as well. But, you look at our rebound totals, we had, everybody had, 4, 5, 6, 8. So it was really a team effort. And we finally just were able to do it. I can't tell you why other than we tried really hard and the intensity was there and people were putting bodies on other bodies. And it was finally successful for us.
Barry Trammell with the Oklahoman. Steve, they played three quarters of pretty good offense, but their third quarter was disastrous. Even the second chance points went away, but your first chance defense was really good. They didn't get many looks.
Yeah.
What happened in that third quarter when you guys took control of the game when they had the ball?
I think that's where our crowd really came into play. The first half, you could just hear the groans. You could hear the disappointment with the fans, and we weren't giving them anything to cheer for. I thought Sean Livingston's dunk in transition kind of changed the tune. Our fans got into it. It was an emotional play. Our bench was into it, and it just seemed to pick up our intensity that much more. And it was just kind of the natural momentum of the game. They controlled the first half and we were able to control the second, but sometimes when you have two great teams, it's just the way it goes. They're going to compete in the whole game, and goes back and forth a little bit.
Game one of the finals is here at Oracle Arena on Thursday night. Then game two will take place here Sunday evening with this Warrior Sound coverage of the NBA playoffs. I'm Lawrence Scott.